I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. 1 year after the Turkish military's failed coup that killed nearly 250 people, democracy in Turkey is on the brink of extinction. President Erdogan is disposing of civil servants by the thousands for alleged links to the coup and is rewriting the constitution to give him uncontested powers. While the nation has moved from a secular state to one influenced heavily by Islam, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Basma Dabor says the gospel is still moving.
It's amazing what the Lord has been doing there, especially with the refugees coming from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. There is an unprecedented revival taking place among Muslims in the underground church there.
Turkey is a key player in the Middle East as extremists from countries like Algeria and Libya travel through it to reach Iraq and Syria. Please pray for more gospel workers and for their safety. And despite the fact that the reported number of people with disabilities in India rivals the population of Mozambique, it's likely the actual number of cases is much higher. When disabilities are ignored because of stigma, it puts the people who bear them at a disadvantage. John Sparks of India Partners.
People are compassionate, but it's sort of a back-of-the-mind thought, and so these people are pushed to the back. They're not given the ability to get schooling and training according to their skills.
India Partners is working with the Agape Rehabilitation Center to provide computer training, and it's opening doors of opportunity. As the instructors demonstrate genuine care for the students' well-being, seeds for the gospel are planted. If you'd like to make a vocational and spiritual impact in India, just head to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.